Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father. Hear again the words of the Lord from the beginning of St. Luke's Gospel. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." It seems very strange that so many shepherds were out in the field in the middle of the night watching one flock. Strange until you learn that it was probably the temple flock that they were watching. That is the flock of all those one-year-old blemish-free males that were segregated from all the other flocks to keep them pure. These were soon to be sacrificed for the Passover celebration. It is to those shepherds watching the sacrificial lambs that the angels appear to share the good news of Jesus' birth. At the angels' words, the shepherds leave the large flock on the hill and they go and find the one who was born the Savior, Christ the Lord. The astonished shepherds go from fear to faith, from sacrificial lambs eating grass in the fields to the Lamb of God's providing laying in the straw, and finally, they find it exactly as the Lord God told them they would. A babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The Lord was not covered in royal robes or laid in the soft crib. He was wrapped in rags and laid in a trough. Already here in the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, with this sign of the swaddling clothes, we are given a very important clue about the reason that Jesus was born. As he was dressed when he came into this world, so would he be dressed after he died in it. Taken down from his cross, wrapped again in swaddling clothes, and placed into a tomb. For Jesus to be the Savior of the world, he had to go to the cross and die for the sins of the world. In the fullness of time, at just the right time, while we were yet sinners, still God's enemies, God sent forth his Son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a tomb for you. If Adam and Eve could have fixed their sin problems, saved themselves, then a Savior wouldn't have been necessary. If God's chosen people, Israel, could have stopped sinning and been holy as he commanded them to be holy, then a Savior wouldn't have been necessary. If you could stop sinning, if you could make yourself righteous, lift yourself up to heaven, then none of these things would be necessary. A Savior wouldn't be necessary for you either. But Adam and Eve couldn't do this themselves. They needed a Savior. Israel needed a Savior too. And you need a Savior. You can't keep God's law. You can't live up to God's holiness. Let's face it, you can't even live up to your own standard of holiness. If humanity is to be saved, if you are to be among the saved, it is divinely necessary that Jesus humble himself, leave his heavenly throne, be born into his creation to carry our sins, suffer God's wrath at our sins, and die in our place. We must have a substitute, for we cannot do this ourselves. Those who believe and trust his word and promises don't receive from him what they deserve, but what belongs to him. The swaddled child in the manger is the Savior God promised that he has provided for you and for your salvation. All of the sacrificial lambs in the whole world could not take away your sins or keep you from eternal death. But the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb of God's providing, has done absolutely everything necessary to save you. Don't be fooled by the rags or the manger. Jesus is God in your flesh. He has forgiven your sins. He has washed you and covered you, not in rags, but in his holy blood and in his perfect righteousness. His Father is now your Father. His eternal life, your eternal life. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear, for sinners here the silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and his precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for his sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through his word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.